Cause most niggas want you to slip. Your closest friends be the same ones that ordered the hit. Yeah, streetwise move like I got mob ties. All I gotta do is head nod to get you hog tied.
Hey, 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 it's your girl, Michelle Mosley, the creator and host of Queen Motivation, Queen Motivation Sip and Discuss, and Queen Motivation's King Edition. On this podcast, I like to have conversations with men and women I feel will motivate and inspire other men and women. Also, having conversations about topics that I believe will push the culture forward. Sometimes I have one-on-one conversations, and sometimes I have a full panel of men and women. So on this episode, I'll be sitting down having a conversation with rap artist A-Eazy, who is also the owner of Guap Gang Apparel. We'll discuss fatherhood, his top five, sex sales, and women in the rap game here with me. All right, so I have A-Eazy here with me. Thank you for joining me. And congratulations on your son. I did get him a gift. It's a book inside of here. I'm an avid believer on reading. Like, my parents, my stepmom, my mom, they were like so big on teaching us how to read and just making reading a part of our life. And I really believe like it had a real positive effect on me. So it's not much a little book. And then I also put a candle in there because I'm all about light and I'm all about love and good energy. And
that's
I put
his middle name. That's what his middle name means.
Light? Yeah. What's his middle name?
Nor.
That's what's up.
That's crazy.
So make sure you get some good quality time and reading, man. You can never start too early.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think now that you're a father, do you think that's going to affect your lyrics and how you go about building your brand?
I don't think so. I think I'm going to just stick to what I know, stick to what I'm doing. It's working for me. So, yeah.
Okay. And for those of you that don't know, A-Eazy, he is a rap artist. You're from Atlantic City, right? He's a lyricist. I like to say he's a lyricist. I love to give people their credit because I feel like you have some people that are just like, they're just hip-hop artists.
Right.
And then you have lyricists. Like, you have people who actually put thought into what they're talking about, what they're writing. And he also has a clothing line. Tell us a little bit about
it. Guap Apparel. It stands for Generating Wealth Over Poverty.
Wow.
I just started it maybe last year. So we just, practicing, trying to get stuff together. I mean, this is the first sample we put out.
And I heard you sold out already.
It did pretty good.
That's what's up.
We had them little pop-up shops here and there, and they always turn out good.
What motivated you to do that?
My music, actually, because my label is Guap Gang Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So I just incorporated the clothes and everything.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. You've been on your grind for a while. This is my first time actually meeting you in person, but I've seen your presence on social media. You do have a presence on social media. How long has music been a part of your life?
Since I can remember. Yeah, since I can remember. I've been in the rap game for at least 10 plus years.
Mm. So you right at that point where
my cousins and stuff, they all in the music. My grandma, she used to be like a dancer.
Okay.
On tour and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a natural, would you say it's a natural grind in your blood, hustle?
Yeah.
It's natural, it comes natural. Because some people feel like they just have the talent, they don't have to do pretty much nothing else. They don't have to
nowadays it's like that because it's so microwave now. You could pop in your living room.
You can pop in your living room, but I still feel as though you have to do the work.
Yeah, grassroots is always the way to go, but the internet just made it so easy.
Made it so much more easy.
You know what I'm saying? You could just put anything out.
Yeah, because I heard Lizzo, she had been promoting that song for 2 years, and it just now popped.
Right,
and then the guy who, Old Country Town, the guy who did that song, I heard he
Old
had...
Old Town Road.
Oh,
that's what's his name? Lil Nas.
Nas. I heard that he just kept grinding and putting out music, and then finally one popped. And it's
you just gotta keep going.
Never know. But everybody isn't blessed with that keep grinding.
Right. Yeah.
You know
know what I mean? Some people, it's like, all right,
sometimes
it ain't popular.
You get discouraged and stuff. You know what I mean? You got stuff going on in your life. You just be like, take it, put it on the back burner. You know, start doing other stuff. But you just got to keep going, man. Never give up. Just keep grinding. Never stop. Keep believing in yourself.
Yes.
That's the most important part. You got to believe in yourself.
And I like what Nipsey said. We honor the ones that didn't give up.
Right.
Like, that's why you get all this credit. That's why you reach.
That's why you called it the marathon.
Yeah.
You kept going.
So who has influenced you? Now that we talk about Nipsey, because Nipsey's just like, it seems like his passing has just like inspired us all to just become better artists, become better people just in general.
Yeah.
Like,
he definitely inspired me to do what I'm doing. His death, like, it really, like, motivated me to go harder for everything, because he was a staple in his community.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of good things for the community, man. For him to lose his life like that, that was crazy.
Do you think that artists have to be more careful about coming back into the community once they make it? Or you think it's their job to?
I mean, come back, but you know, you gotta be on point. At the same time, you can't get too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your security right, everything. You just gotta think and be smart. Like, you already know how it is out here. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People don't like to see you winning. You just gotta be smart about it.
So, I have to ask you, everybody's been putting out lists. Somebody even just put out an Atlantic City top 25. Like,
you can't even go over that.
But, the list was kind of crazy. Like, some people was like way at the top, and then some people was like way at the bottom, and then some of the people that was at the top, I'm like, are they even
doing that for years though? Like, and it's been causing like so much emotion,
Let's
just stick to what's important. Let's grind. Like,
that's one thing.
Jersey going yet, so why are we making a list?
Yeah, that's like, one thing I feel like Jersey is missing, is that like the artists with the unity come together.
Like,
so who is your top five? And give me one reason why once you put it out.
I like Nip because, you know, for everything that he's done, he came from the bottom where I'm currently at right now, you know, trying to get to the top, and he stayed dedicated. So Nip, I would say definitely like Nas, Biggie, I like Pac. My list is bigger than five.
Crickets.
Right.
Like, not too many people, only the people that are really searching for conscious music really know about who those artists are.
Yeah.
But mainstream, they can't get that mainstream big light like a Nicki Minaj or a Mia, because
it's a different day and time.
They're talking about meditating, they're talking about their soul, they're talking about upping your game.
Real,
you know,
hip-hop.
Real hip hop. Yeah, because hip hop was always supposed to be something that was supposed to teach our community, mm-hmm. encourage our community, and uplift our community.
Right.
I don't know when or how we got off track, but now it's like hip-hop is...
It's crazy, man. I mean, it is what it is, though, you know? Changes.
You think mumble rap is still going to be around in like 5 years? Because I know one of
don't
your
know.
Songs you said, you just
I don't really, yeah, I don't really like mumble rap, but I accept it.
You accept it.
It is what it is. That's the new age. They coming up and doing that. You gotta go with the times, I guess. But
yeah.
I'm never going to do no mumble rap.
Yeah, and I think that's important just as an artist that wants to make it, and then once you make it, have longevity.
Yeah.
It's just stick
yeah, that's
with
for
whatever.
Longevity. If you wanna that mumble rap, that ain't longevity. Like, you gotta get what you can get now and save your money or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. If you get in through that door.
Yeah.
Just be smart about it. And I'm not gonna lie, like, I like some ratchet music. I like
it's all good, you know.
But it has to be a balance.
It is, right.
It has to be a balance. So if you had a daughter, say your next
child.
See how it sex sells, but if you could not look at Mulatto, I don't know if y'all know who Mulatto is. She was on Jermaine Dupri's reality show that he had. He actually offered her a deal and she declined it.
I don't know who none of these people is. I don't even watch TV, honestly.
Well, I know who she is just by listening, like, through Tidal and stuff like that, and I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and then I never watched the show that she was actually on, but she's been in the game since she was young, and you see how her lyrical content has changed, and you also see how the way she dresses. But she's an adult now, and her father was in that business. So I always thought, like, how does he feel about his daughter being in this game now? Because this game is grimy. And so how would you feel if your daughter came to you and was like, Dad, I'm trying to be in a game. I'm trying to be in a rap game.
I don't know, man. I would support it, you know. But I would just tell her, like, be careful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do, I support it. But you can't, I don't know, man, it's kind of hard. Like, my daughter, like, on some ratchet stuff.
Yeah, because that, like, I don't think Mulatto is ratchet.
No, man, that's kind of hard. Like.
But she does, like, she's older now, and her dad, I don't know if her dad still manages her, but he was her manager at one point.
Yeah.
And, like, she dresses very provocative now. Like, she dresses like a Nicki, she dresses like a part of me. And she's still in her, like, I don't even think Mulatto's 21 yet. She might be. She might be 21. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But I always wondered, like, how that made her father feel.
That's a hard feeling.
And now you got you going, putting her through tracks to pick out for your daughter. And she talking about this dude getting this way, getting that way. Yes. Yes. So, but then I think some of us are able to separate it from just being, this is the industry, this is what it's being as.
Right.
It's entertainment. This is not who I really am. That's how I feel like the City Girls. City Girls are entertainment. For you to approach them out on the street and think that that's who they are in real life.
Once you put that energy out, you gotta accept what comes back. You know what I mean?
That is true. That
you gotta accept what comes back. So you can't be mad at if a nigga disrespect you, like, because that's how you act.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You putting that energy out.
Wow.
You feel me? Like,
I mean, I feel you, but then I don't feel you, because are we gonna hold women to that same standard when it comes to how they dress? Like, oh, you dress like that, so you must want this attention. No, it was hot. I wanted to put these shorts on because they look cute on me, and I was hot. I don't want your attention.
That's tricky, man. I don't know. It's tricky.
Because
I
leave me out of it.
If I see a girl out like that, I'm going to think, like, she wants some attention. Why are you dressed like that in public? But I get it, though.
Yeah.
But that's the energy you want to receive.
And it's crazy because I had to, like, recently I had went out and I had told my cousin I had these shorts on. And when I went to go stand for the jitney, No, I went to go walk. I went to go walk. I was going to walk. Yeah. I was like, nah, I might want to catch. I might want to catch the Jenny because I'm getting all type of homesick. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, I had to like let me reevaluate. But that I kind of feel like that's not fair though. It was a cute outfit. Like this is how I wanted to dress.
Yeah, it's cute. You're right.
So why can't Ben just stay like?
That's what you want.
No, I don't.
That's what you want to wear. That's what you want to get. You got to expect it. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So we go. Now the second half of this.
If you're ready for that, if you're ready for all that, then wear what you wear. It's all good.
If you can handle it. So if you can handle the honking of the horns and the.
I mean, it's okay to look good. It's all right to look good.
I don't even think it's about looking good. I think it's just about men are just.
Yeah. Because look what? Instagram, Facebook, all these naked models. Of course you're gonna get niggas on there thirsty as hell. All in your DMs.
When does it become like boring though? When do y'all become sensitized? Like
it's not boring.
It's not ever gonna become like
I mean, I don't know. Me, I used to be like that. But I ain't never hop in a DM, but I used to be like putting little comments and stuff. But then I was like, you know what? All this shit is like
yeah, I feel like I made it because I got my first dick pic in a DM. Like, I feel like I made it to a...
That's nutty right there.
Yes! Nah. First he started all off with all of this, talking about how he want to get to know me, and the next thing you know, I opened that shit.
That's weird. Like, you a weirdo.
Yes! Weirdo. I didn't ask you for this, sir. So, like, I don't even... Now I'm to the point where I don't even open my DMs because I'm just scared of you never know what you will open it up to.
But that's messed up because what if it's a good guy that's trying to, you know, get to know you?
Listen, well, y'all need to start training your boys out here. Y'all need
to start. Say, hey, what's up, beautiful? You ain't gonna open that. Like, I did that all the time. What you want?
Man? I mean, I tried to be like that, but then I tried it. I tried to get somebody and try, and I feel like I even
posted it. I think that fucked up reality for real. Social media.
Yeah, it is. It is. We talked about that on the last episode, but I even tried to like. I felt as though I was living in this world where I don't post pictures of my body. I don't post provocative, so I never thought that that would happen to me.
Right.
Like I always like nobody has ever come at me like that. Usually in my inbox, there usually are guys that like, hey, how you doing? I would like to get to know you. And somehow I respond to like a lot of like different guys. You know what I mean? I'll say hi because first of all, you never know who's next. You could be ignoring the next Jay-Z. Or you know the next Dipsy. You don't know. So you know I try to be polite and say hi. But then at one time
it's a way to come at a female though.
But he started coming at me the right way. Right. And then I wasn't biting enough for him. So he was like, let me show you
what I'm gonna go all the way in. You see, he revealed himself though.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed who he really was. So.
Alright, so we're going to wrap this part of the interview up. But what can we expect for you now? You said you sold out of the shirt. Tell everybody where they can find you at on social media. And
all
what
across the board is Guapi Chulo. You can find me at Guapi Chulo. Fuck on everything.
Spell it
GWOPPY Chulo. CH.
Alright, so
you know, like Poppy Chulo, but I, you know, incorporated the Guapi Chulo for me.
That's what's up. Now, this is a black man doing something positive music. His music is good. I'm going to put some of his music into the podcast so you can listen to his music, find him on social media. What can we expect from you next?
You know, I'm just grinding, man. You know, I got a couple of mixtapes in the works right now. I got a few mixtapes out right now. It's on Spinrilla. Just typing my name, A Easy. But right now, I'm just working on the clothes and the music so far.
And you said you do pop-up shops.
Yeah, I had like
pride, bills and just working on your craft and all like all that. You gotta do all that and then still chase your dream and still try to make that happen. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. It was a pleasure interviewing you.
Thank
you
for being my guest.
And stick around because we're going to go live again, but we're going to talk about black men and black women know how to date. If you haven't checked out the video, I'll give you like 10 minutes to go check that video out. You should be able to find it somewhere on my page. If not, it's on YouTube. Just type in Michelle Mosley. And or you can tap into Black Women Know How to Date. It should pop up. Watch that video. Guys, get your questions, get your comments together. We're going to be reading them live. Peace.
Oh yeah, I'm back on my shit. Me and that mumble rap never could mix. I'm from the trenches where you gotta keep a gun on your hip. Stay on your pivot, cause most niggas want you to slip. Your closest friends be the same ones that ordered the hit. Yeah, streetwise, move like I got mob ties. All I gotta do is head nod to get you hog tied. A dome shot in the back of the trunk. They won't find you till you smell like a skunk. This is not what you want, so take caution when you come for the god dog.